أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, by Allah's favor alone, we completed Surah Ikhlas, which is a very, very great surah. No matter how much we explain about it, the surah is much, much more greater. In Surah Ikhlas, there's Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Allah Ta'ala explained one great aspect, and that is Allah is alone, and he has no partner whatsoever. And that is a great, great aqidah to have, to understand that Allah alone is the doer, and that Allah does not need anyone whatsoever. Allah is totally independent of any and everyone. Now this great aqidah, this great belief of the oneness of Allah, tawheed of Allah, which will sort out every problem of ours, for the protection of that, Allah gave the next two surahs, which are called Mu'awwadhatayn, the two surahs of protection. That is, it protects the tawheed also. All the evils, Allah Ta'ala has explained five types of evils in these two surahs. In the surah Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Allah has explained four types of evils, and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, one type of evil. These five evils will destroy our tawheed also. So we need protection that our tawheed does not get affected in any way. And then it works like a double-edged sword. Allah has given us our deen so beautiful that it's only benefit. It is like having your bread buttered on both sides. It is like having your bread and eating it and still having it also. Deen is such. So the surah will protect us also, the tawheed, oneness of Allah, from all these evils. And these evils will protect the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the connection between the two surahs. Also we should keep in mind that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to present just this tawheed to the people of Makkah, to the people of the world, the oneness of Allah. And then in that tawheed, the rest of deen in all its facets and every way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you will accept this message, Allah will make you great, great in this world also. And like, for example, Abu Jahl, who understood, admitted and said, I know the deen of Islam is the true deen. It is the right deen. But then my leadership will go. If I accept Islam, then I am the leader of the Quraysh, my leadership will go. But on the other hand, Islam came to give that leadership. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a great man. He fell at the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He accepted Islam. Allah made him such a leader that the world has seen and will acknowledge till the day of Qiyamah and in the Akhirat also. So who will give themselves to Islam, Islam will give them honor. And those who want to have their own honor, they will destroy themselves. Like Abu Jahl, what a terrible end he met in this world, and in the Akhirat what his condition will be. So, the same thing, that what is this tawheed to turn only to Allah Ta'ala. And that is that no ilah, no other god. The people of the past and Hindus etc. till today have got various types of gods. We must also be afraid of the other gods which are in our heart. That for this problem we turn to this department. For that problem we turn to that person. For this problem we turn to this. For all our problems we should turn to Allah. To use permissible means of Shariat, by all means Shariat, but basically we should turn to Allah. And our heart must be filled with the reality that Allah alone can change, can solve our problems. And He alone is our Nasir, is our helper, and our Muhafiz, our protector, and nobody else. Then the means which Shariat has permitted, by all means we use them. But unfortunately we bypass Allah and we go to the means in all our problems. We should turn firstly only to Allah Ta'ala. The occasion of the revelation of the surah was that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeling a bit not right, uneasy, lethargy, thinking not so clear, etc., feeling like down. So he spoke to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, what is this that I'm going through? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then Allah Ta'ala manifested it, opened it up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of two farishtas, angels who came in human form. One said that they sat at the head side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other one at the leg side. The one at the head side asked, what is the matter of this person? The other farishta replied and said that jadu, witchcraft, black magic has been made on him. Black magic, jadu is a reality, it exists. And the Quran speaks of it in various places also. It is a reality. And people do it unfortunately, and then the remedy of it has to be also sorted, and it must be sorted out also. So it is a reality. Then the other angel again asked, who did this jadu? So he said, Labid bin al-Asam, a Jewish person who was a munafiq, a hypocrite. He acted like a Muslim. He, together with his daughters and family, they did this jadu on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked, then the other farishta again asked, how did they do this? They said it was a cluster of hair that they used. And this and other riwayat we find, it was mixed with cotton. And this jadu they did by reading words or things of shaitan and jinnat. And then they blow on this and fasten a knot. 11 knots they had fastened of this jadu that was made of on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they asked, where is this? They said it is in a well, in a certain well. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went to this well, had that taken out. When it was taken out, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this 11 ayats of this two surahs. On each ayat, one knot opened up. And finally all 11 knots opened up. And when they opened up, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was again himself, fresh and healthy, thinking very clearly, energetic, and again full of energy. Everything was right again. So this was the occasion of the revelation of the surahs. The surahs are two separate surahs, but many ulama mufassireen have made the tafsir together as mu'awwadhatayn. That is, in this surah, Allah Ta'ala in the one surah, قُلْ عَوْضُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned his one quality, رَبِّ فَلَقِ, and then said, in that way, Allah will save you from four types of evils. And those four evils are mentioned, شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ, شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ, شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ, four. And in the next surah, three qualities of Allah are mentioned, and from one of evil, and that is wasawis, the various types of wasawis, protection from them are mentioned in the next surah. So that is the contents of this, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and also ulama have mentioned, these surahs were revealed towards the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the end, at the end of the world also, as we are approaching, it appears this protection from all the fitnas are in these two surahs also. So we should read these two surahs also for our protection, our children, our family, our possessions. We should read these two surahs. Allah has kept our protection from all evils in these two surahs. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with its reality and make us practice upon it.